This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Has to do with Jared Kushner under FBI scrutiny in a very big way in this Russia investigation. Perfect person to join us right at the top, Ellen Ratner from Talk Media News. Ellen, this is an incredible story and it has a lot of different tentacles. What do you know?
Well, it was interesting because I was asked about this about 2 or 3 days ago when it was revealed that somebody high up in the White House was being investigated by the special counsel. And I said immediately it was Jared Kushner, and so did actually some of the Washington insiders I spoke with. The issue is that not only did he have some contact with some Russians before the election, but it looks as if the Russians may have bailed them out, his family out, in terms of, and actually even Mr. Trump, but mainly the Kushners, who are also in the real estate business, by investing with them. So that would immediately put things in a very different light.
Yeah, and talk about putting it in a different light. Of course, the Democrats are jumping on this. They're calling for the suspension of Kushner's security clearance while this is happening. Do you think they'll win that game?
Absolutely not. I think that, you know, you're innocent until proven guilty by the Constitution of the United States. I think he could use that argument, and I think he will use that argument. And again, the issue is that you're going to have to not only prove that the contacts that he had, I mean, one of the contacts that was held by the former national security guy, who's, I'm having a senior moment on his name, but you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, he just kicked out.
You know, he actually saw the Russian ambassador at the Cleveland convention. Well, it was for like 2 seconds. I just don't consider that much of a contact. I really don't. But if there was investment, that brings things to a totally different level.
Yeah, Michael Flynn is the guy you were thinking of, I think, right?
Thank you. Exactly.
Yeah. So while all of this is happening and the Senate saying that, you know, the Senate panel that they could pass new Russian sanctions even this summer, I guess to make sure that nobody steps in this sticky wicket again, huh?
Well, that may happen, but don't forget that Donald Trump has the veto power, which means they would need that two-thirds majority, which I think they may be able to get. But he probably, very good possibility in terms of sanctions, would veto it. But then again, that puts him at odds with his own party. I think he, as you would say, is in a very sticky wicket position on this.
Yeah. How about this Greg Gianforte stuff in this Montana special election right now?
Okay.
He's leading.
So, he is leading. It's not by much. 50% of the vote is counted as we're talking right now. But, of course, that could change in the next couple of hours. And, again, it would depend. And don't forget, he assaulted a press person. And that person, you know, he has an assault behind him or on him at this point. Not very pretty. He was expected to walk away with this. And then things got very, very tight. But again, it's not over till it's over, and with only 50% of the vote counted, yes, he is leading, but it doesn't mean he's going to continue to lead. I think we have to really wait and see till the morning about this election.
Yeah, and then just this thing with Manchester, horrible, obviously this bombing and leaks in the case and all of that, and supposedly that's kind of straining our relationship with England. It already was a little strained, huh?
Well, yes, and for sure. The thing is that there's two problems. One is that Donald Trump has made his own enemies, and I was actually told that way before the election that if he got elected, there would be people that would start to be enemies because every president has enemies. But secondly, the issue with this is by the president talking about some information that he had gotten without even mentioning Israel to the Russians. They are very afraid that their investigation is going to be compromised, and that's what the British are very afraid of in terms of leaks that may be going on in the United States, even though there have been no leaks that we know about in terms of Britain so far.
Yeah. And you know what's interesting, too, Ellen, in this whirlwind trip for the president, notice there hasn't been a lot of tweeting. I think he's too busy.
Well, one, he's too busy, and two, you know, he is bringing in Corey Lewandowski again. And I think Lewandowski is, you know, we know Lewandowski's worked because of Bob Ney.
Right.
He ran two of Bob Ney's campaigns. So he's not an unknown quality. He's a tough cookie, Corey Lewandowski. And he may say, have said to the president, I'll take the job, but, hey, no tweeting.
Yeah, no tweeting. Speculation. Yeah, I love that. All right, Ellen Ratner, have a great Memorial Day weekend, and thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, boy, interesting stuff, as Ellen was talking about there. You know, innocent until proven guilty. I agree with her on that, that there's this rush to think immediately all the dominoes are going to fall over what's happening with Kushner. But I point to the same thing that I've said on the show so many times. You got to have the evidence. You got to have everything lined up correctly. Just speculation and some of the conversations that have happened aren't enough. What the ties are, what can happen there, has to be laid out. And there is, you know, again, there is this rush to judgment, but this is what always seems to happen. So that's nothing new. It is really a huge link, and that's not good because that's more chum in the water. But do I think that this gets weathered again? Probably, but it's like what I said the other day, Russia, Russia, Russia. This has been the focus for almost from the very beginning, with, of course, Flynn being bounced because of the Russia thing, then Comey and the whole FBI investigation and the speculation over that, now Robert Mueller heading the team that's investigating possible Russian ties, what could happen, what possibly happened with Russia and the election. So this is just the saga that is never ending. And will it lead to anything of substance? Will there be something there at the end? It's the same ring around the rosy. Every single time we jump on the air, you know, that's what we're talking about. And I invite all of you to definitely throw your 2 cents into this well, or maybe more than that, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. I mean, how's this for the question? Is Jared Kushner in for the long game, or is there something that will be connected to Kushner that the president can't weather, and no matter what, he ends up leaving the White House, which that would be a stunning turn of events, because there's no question that Donald Trump wants Kushner there, wants him in that position, feels as though he's a trusted advisor, and of course is his son-in-law, married to Ivanka, who is also right there in the White House. And that would be really a strange turn of events if, in fact, Kushner ends up leaving the White House. If it's just because the heat gets turned up too high, or because he has to leave the White House. So there's the question. Does he weather the storm, or do we see this as the end of Jared Kushner? 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Thanks for hanging with us here on America Tonight.
Do you use Viagra or Cialis? Have you been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $2 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for Viagra, you're being taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $2. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 45 blue pills or 45 yellow pills for $99 and add 5 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call us at 800-590-4987 and get your 50 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now. 800-590-4987. That's 800-590-4987. 800-590-4987.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is a pattern that is just a classic pattern of intent to undermine an investigation and then taking the step of firing Director Comey to try to accomplish that intent. And that is why this has such gravity.
All right, so more reaction on the Russia probe in general as we swing into another segment here on ATN with me, Kate Delaney. And that, of course, is Tim Kaine, Senator from Virginia. And he, is on the war path in a much different way in talking about Russia. And Kaine saying that won't say whether the Russian document cost the election or not, because he keeps being asked that, of course, with his, his stake in the race, so to speak. So he's not talking very much on it. And he was, remember, the former VP candidate with Hillary Clinton. So whether this is a possible fake Russian document that led the former FBI director to announce the findings last year in the probe, that he says there's no sense in him doing the what-if games, just saying it's, serious business. Because the Washington Post reported that the FBI got a purported document from Russia during the campaign, but they said it was unreliable. See, there's always more to the story. And it included an email from Florida Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz, then the head of the Democratic National Committee, if you remember, claiming that Attorney General Loretta Lynch had told a top Clinton campaign staffer that she would not let the FBI investigation into Clinton go too far. So now you've got former U.S. intelligence officials, current officials, saying and telling the Post, that's what was reported, that Comey relied on fake documents to announce his findings last July in the Clinton investigation. Okay, so I'm going to go back to this on Comey. Sorry, not reliable. I don't care if you're Democrat, Republican, independent, whatever label you slap on yourself. This guy seems to me like the juggler. And I said this long before the firing and whatnot. There were some things that just didn't seem to add up. So Comey booted by the president, hadn't cleared his comments before with the Justice Department, and Wasserman Schultz said she had no role in the supposed document. She said she didn't see the email. She didn't author it. So now there's some really strange things going on. Really, a very strange pattern that seems to be emerging. You know, Tim Kaine said that he hoped Comey would testify before the congressional committee is investigating Russia's role into the election. He said it'll obviously be fertile ground for questions during the former director's testimony. That we have to get to the bottom of this. So fake document? What's up with that? Don't know if it was a fake, what it was. And in the meantime, with the Kushner probe, what's interesting there is this a civil liberties kind of violation? Alan Dershowitz raised an interesting question in saying that this was being done backwards and that there is a big concern he has with it. He says, you know, usually you can point to a statute and say, we're investigating a crime under this statute. He was on CNN with Anderson Cooper, and he said, what seems to be happening is we don't like what happened, so maybe there was some collaboration, but I can't figure out what the statute was that was violated. So, yes, the FBI is investigating Jared Kushner's meetings last year with Russian Ambassador Sergei Kislyak and a banker from Moscow. And, you know, that's the bottom of it. The, you know, Kushner's lawyer said, look, he'll cooperate with whatever they need. He'll do the same if he's contacted in connection with anything. Whatever it is, he'll cooperate, period. So now we have these targets, these moving targets all over the place. And what is the problem with that? It's interesting what Dershowitz says about the civil liberties. You know, are we just trying to dig up the crime, marry it to the situation, or what's happening here? It's a lot of this is very, very circumspect. I guess that's the best way to put it. It feels that way to me. And I'll say it again. I don't care what label you wear. You know, turn the tag around. I don't care what label it is. Just looking at this from head on, it's either going to be really, really heinous and horrible, or it's going to be really, really wrong about the way that this was turned inside out. Either way, they're cooperating. We'll see. The DNC, as Ellen Ratner said in the beginning of this show, coming to us from Washington, D.C., of course the DNC is going to jump on this because this is their red meat, but they're not going to suspend the security clearance. That's not going to happen. They're just going to look into this. And I have a feeling with the way the lawyers are, certainly they knew that this was a possibility because everything's being examined. Let's put it that way. All right, I want to jump to this because it was so horrible, and what a way to start the week with that bombing in Manchester. Young teenage girls, an 8-year-old killed. I mean, just absolutely awful. But now the question becomes, in looking at what happened there in this bombing, what information did they have in Manchester on the bomber, which they did have some, he was on the terror list and then was taken off of it. And the other part of this is the information that we could have gotten on the bomber. So British police have temporarily stopped sharing information with us on the suicide bombing in Manchester. Not good. So why did they stop sharing the info with us? They say that it's going to remain in place until England gets assurances that no further leaks will occur. So they're complaining that there was leaks, and they won't share any information with us until we in the United States shore up our leak. Boy, this is like the buzzword in D.C. Leak. And should the U.K. be upset over the leaks? Well, Adam Schiff, the House Intelligence Committee VP, he had his two cents thrown in, saying that they have every right to be furious over the leaks. Controlling the flow of information early in an investigation is critical to IDing and arresting other potential suspects before they're tipped off. I mean, that part certainly is true. So what was said is the U.S. disclosed info about Manchester that they got from the British before they were ready. If that report is accurate, the president said or ordered the Justice Department to investigate the leaks that led to the Manchester police to withhold the info from us about the investigation into the bombing. I mean, obviously, look, there have been sensitive leaks that are posing threats to the to national security that we've heard these cries before. And now England is saying, hey, U.S., go sit on it and spin, because we're not going to share any information with you that may or may not affect the United States, but we're not in the business of sharing it with you if you leak it out there. Man. So the terrorists, now what we do know is the terrorist, the British suicide bomber, might have made the bomb himself. Because how many people were with him? Was there more of a network? Lots of speculation. 22 people were killed, 116 wounded in some way, some of them horribly. So they're saying he might have made it with some assistance from an accomplice. That's what the focus is on. How did the bomb come about? What happened there? Eight people are in custody right now. Still, in trying to figure this whole thing out. Eight people. Were any of them involved, or were none of them involved? Ugh. And the UK bomber supposedly was said to have told, you know, was said to have said before the bombing, please forgive me. Supposedly he said that. He told his mother, forgive me, on a call. And that was obviously his farewell, but would she have known that her son, Salman Abdidi, who died in the blast, would she have known that that's what that was? And of course she wouldn't have known that. Oh. We'll see what else they uncover. And that's, of course, if we get the information. If not, somebody will report it and then we'll find it out. Ay, 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 ay. Numbers, numbers, numbers. We're talking about them next. We can count.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Here, like the numbers that I promised. So I got one number for you. It is this one. The Cavaliers knocked off Boston. So what does that mean? That means that they're going to the NBA championship, chips again, against Golden State Warriors. You know what's interesting? Somebody from Vegas just sent me the fresh odds. These just came out less than 20 minutes ago. Golden State, overwhelming favorite, 71% chance to win. Cavaliers, 29% chance to win. You believe it? And they won last year. Okay, I get it. I get it. They have Kevin Durant. They have an extra man on the floor who's an incredible superstar. But, wow, no respect for the Cavaliers. I think they're going to use that as fodder. It's going to be an interesting series, that's for sure. And congratulations to the Penguins. In double overtime, they won, and they move on to meet the Nashville Predators after knocking off the Ottawa Senators in double overtime. That means a lot of people were watching a lot of hockey. I bet you this guy wasn't watching any hockey. Dan is listening to us in the great state of Texas. Hi, Dan.
Hello, Kate. Are you ready?
Hello. I am ready. You have a joke for us.
Yes, I do. Okay, it goes like
okay.
This. Daddy, I am coming home to get married soon. Get out your checkbook. I'm in love with a boy who lives far away from me. You know, I'm like living in Australia now, right? And the friend lives, my boyfriend lives in Nigeria. We met on a dating website because the friend on Facebook and long chat on WhatsApp, he proposed to me on Skype, and now we've had a 2-month relationship through Viber. So romantic. Can't you stand it? Oh, my beloved and the best dad on all the world, the wedding, lots of love and thanks from your beloved daughter. Answer back to Lily. Dear Lily, my dear, like, wow, really, cool, whatever, suggest you two get married on Twitter and have your affair on Tango, buy your kids on Amazon, and pay for it all through PayPal. And when you get tired of your husband, you can sell him on eBay. Buy your dad. There you go, babe.
That is very clever. I like it.
Now I got another
excellent.
One for you. I got another one.
Okay.
Okay. This Irishman was walking down the dark street to Dublin, Ireland, and all of a sudden he got a gun in his back. And the voice behind him says, are you Catholic or are you Protestant? He says, my God, if the guy says, if I'm Catholic, he'll shoot me. But if he's Protestant, he'll shoot me. And he goes, ha-ha, yells out, I'm Jewish. And the voice behind him says, Allah be praised, I'm the luckiest Muslim in all of Ireland.
Ah, clever. You are
now,
so clever and
now,
funny.
Now, don't pay attention to the people. Nancy Piglosi, who could star in a remake of with the Botox that she's had, The Mummy. I mean, have you seen her face lately? Oh, my God.
She has had a lot of work.
Right? I mean, all
I can't
stuff
deny
that,
it.
Hey, all this stuff that they got going on, blah, 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 Russian. This is going to come back to bite these people. I mean, we're already boycotting their programs. I don't watch any of the news anymore. And with the stuff that they advertise, I'm boycotting it all. And so is everybody else that I know. I mean, I told you about that last night. We've got our own little boycott going to their little thing. When they start losing money from their sponsors, guess what? There's going to be a change. And this Russia, the son-in-law and all that other, this is just more news media led to the Democrat Party bull hockey. And it's all going to come back to bite them. And I'm telling you what, the next election, there's going to be a whole lot of Democrats disappear from the face of the program. It's going to be a bad day at BlackRock for these boys. Because we are out here and we are waiting and we can't hardly stand it because it ain't tomorrow. And the guy up there in Montana, I got to thinking about that. You know what? I think that was a plan. I think that was a routine. He busted into the reporter busted into his office, stuck his little microphone in his face, tried to get him to comment, blah, 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 blah. And the guy told him, I'll talk to one of my aides, blah, blah, blah. And he wouldn't do it. He wouldn't leave. And he kept sticking the damn thing in his face. And he reacted. And the news media has not been able to coincide with the fact that the so-called witness now has recanted and said, well, I didn't really see him
grabbed
by the neck, blah, blah, blah. So there's a different light on this. And I think these guys are going to pay big time. And I think he's going to win the Montana election. I think the next election that they're going to be having down in Georgia, that's also going to be wiped out by us. We're going to take it. These people don't realize we are mad as hell, and we're not going to take it anymore.
I agree with you. Montana, you're right. We're going to let you hear some of that coming up around the bend in our next segment. Thanks, Dan. The Montana deal, it looks like Gianforte is pretty close. It's neck and neck, but it looks like he's edging out a little bit. It is a special election, and there has been a massive change of a turn of events on some of the facts on that one, for sure. Scott in Massachusetts, hello.
Yes, good morning. I'd like to say that the American people are morons because they do not understand what is going on, nor do they care. It's not about Democrats and Republicans. The true power behind the throne consists of Goldman Sachs and all the other evil international Jewish bankers on Wall Street. You've got Michael Bloomberg, who controls much of the news that Americans consume. That news is garbage. Steven Spielberg controls much of Hollywood and is responsible for all the filth that your children watch on television and in the movies. AIPAC, the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, has hijacked American foreign policy and is responsible for American involvement in the Middle East that gets deeper every day. George Soros is the evil international Jewish banker and fifth columnist who is determined to turn America into a communist nation. In other words, the Jews control Hollywood. They control Wall Street. They control the media. They control AIPAC, the American foreign policy. What I'm telling you is that the American people are stupid. America's government, we have a Zionist-occupied government.
Scott, I got to let you go. I couldn't listen to that rambling anymore. I completely disagree with you. An anti-Semitic ranting has no place on America Tonight. Not a fan of George Soros, I would give you that. Not a fan of what's happened with Goldman Sachs. Don't disagree that there's some stranglehold in the banking and some of what we've certainly have seen with again, ties to money that go back a long, long way. But once again, you know, the anti-Jewish rhetoric, anti-Semitic rhetoric, new place on America Tonight. So we could let you fly on that one. Hey, coming up, we've got more on that twisted story. As Dan said on that story of the reporter, it seems that that has turned around in a much different direction. That's why we use the word allegedly. Allegedly. So what does it mean? What really happened in Montana? It's just a little bit different. It was just a little bit different how everything went down than was initially reported. It's not that everything is completely false. It's just that some of we heard all the scuffling and everything else, but how much of the reporter foisting himself into it became what actually went down in Montana between the reporter and Gianforte, and Gianforte right now has the lead, has the edge, and he may win that. I mean, you know, who knows? But it's looking better than it was after what was reported that he had lost his temper and he was crazed, and you know, the fight for Montana continues. But Gianforte has 51% of the vote in the special election, so 51%. It is crazy. The whole thing was crazy. And like I said, there was no question there was a scuffle. There's no question that did happen. But was he pushed into it, goaded into it? Still, you know, here's the thing. You can't take the bait no matter what's going on. But it is a turn that I think was a little bit unexpected. And so people that are voting in the special election, I know there's people listening in Montana, and you've even sent me some emails, are saying they're voting for who they think is the best person to represent, and they're not swayed in any direction by this weirdness as it's in its final hours. Ben Jacobs, who tweeted out, Greg Gianforte just body slammed me and broke my glasses. What really happened there? Is it a little bit different? We got that next.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Feel it, even today. If you can't, then it doesn't matter anyway. You will never understand it because it happens to me, and it feels so good. It's like walking.
You have a situation where it's, you know, not just myself, but it's an audio recording. It's the three Fox News employees who were there, the BuzzFeed employee reporter standing outside the door, versus the statement that the campaign put out, which is, you know, they got my name right and they got my employer right. Other than that, it was not factually accurate.
All right, so that's interesting. He said it wasn't factually accurate. That's Ben Jacobs, the reporter. And in this Montana election, Gianforte officially is the winner. That happening moments ago. So the Republican wins the special House election. And isn't that interesting? After he was charged with assaulting a reporter, and then the reporter saying some of the facts were wrong, he got that 51% of the vote. Gianforte is a technology exec, and he had a ton of those votes already that had poured in before the incident had happened. Over a quarter million voters cast their ballots before it. So it limited some of the impact on the results of the special election. We knew that. You've got still the Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, calling on Gianforte to apologize. GOP strategist saying it'll be a problem for him moving forward if he doesn't address whatever it is well, and saying that he needs to do this. Now, he always led the race, but even before the incident, private polling showed that his lead had slipped. Now it all doesn't matter. We can talk about the numbers, but it doesn't matter because he flat out has won. It's what happens in the aftermath of this. So Republicans brought big names, you know, to push him. Vice President Mike Pence, Donald Trump Jr. held rallies with Gianforte in the last couple of weeks to get the Republican voter enthusiasm up. So he does win it. There are these questions over some specifics about what happened with Ben Jacobs, but he's the guy who gets it now. Again, moving forward, it's interesting. He's from New Jersey originally, and then has, you know, lived in Montana, and gets this seat. So the Republican wins, and it has been a wild 40 some hours where he was being charged for allegedly assaulting a reporter, had all those precincts in, and now moves forward. And some of those other details, I'm sure, will continue to fall out. All right, on that note, speaking of numbers and winning and clinching, let's go to the numbers with another edition of We Can Count. Story, and what the heck, I decided I would throw it in here. America's drunkest city. How do they determine that? How can you possibly accurately measure the drunkest city? Well, somehow they have. And the drunkest city is Green Bay. Mm-hmm. A Delaware-based financial news and opinion corporation rated Green Bay as the drunkest city in America. They say excessive drinking, the drinking rate among adults in Green Bay is the highest of any metro area in the country. It's football they're blaming it on. It was collected in 400 metro areas, all of the data, and they found that Green Bay has 138 bars. More than 26% of adult residents regularly drink to excess or binge drink. The national average is 18%, in case you were wondering. Binge drinking is defined by the CDC as men consuming five or more alcoholic drinks in less than 2 hours and women consuming four or more alcoholic drinks in less than 2 hours. Wow. What are some of the other top ones if you're just curious? Boy, Wisconsin, too, on the map. Wisconsin, I mean, all over the place. Madison, Oshkosh, Sheboygan, Milwaukee, by the way, rounding out the top 20 overall. I won't go through every single one of them. Whew. And I don't know. Is you call a drunk city if they're celebrating? I still think those measurements are odd to try to figure that out, right? I mean, if we went all the way through it, we have 1, 2, 3, 4 cities. Appleton's also on there. You have 4 cities that make it on the top 20 list from Wisconsin. Then you have Fargo, North Dakota. I said I wasn't going to go through all of them. Ames, Iowa's on the list. Lincoln, Nebraska. I spent some time there. Milwaukee, I mentioned that. Dubuque, Iowa is on the list. Seems like we're really, it seems like the Midwest. But I think the criteria is just measuring bars and, I don't know, and that metro data, you could manipulate that. I would venture to say that you could, at one particular time, you could go into any city and say, this is the drunkest city in America. They're celebrating this, or this just happened, or, you know, whatever it might be. That's all I'm saying. I don't know that I agree with it. All right, let's move on to something else. How about this one? There were a couple of interesting stories that had numbers in, including this one, where there was this couple that wanted to have a baby for 17 years. Then they had 6 babies in a single day. This was a couple from Africa. They gave birth to 3 boys and 3 girls on May 11th with the help of a 40-person team at the Virginia Commonwealth University Medical Center in Richmond. So it was a remarkable end to a very long road. They first learned that their weight was over in November, and they had done an ultrasound, found 4 heartbeats. 2 months later, they discovered they would have 6 children. Oh, my gosh, 6 children. So no kids, waiting, trying, and then 6 kids. Wow. I hope that people are going to help them out. That is a lot of mouths to feed, isn't it? That's a whole infield plus. It's awesome. It's awesome, though. But 6 growing up at the same time. Wow. Pretty good. They said they were far from home, but the medical team was like their family because they wanted to make sure that the kids were born in okay. So that's exactly what happened. And the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recorded 4 million live births last year. Just 24 were quintuplets or more. So that is rare. 24. Crazy. You might have noticed some people running around with red noses. I saw a lot of people running around with red noses. It's become a thing now. Red Nose Day. And what Red Nose Day is, it's supposed to signal awareness for ending child poverty by raising money and awareness for kids in the U.S. and around the world. The nonprofit Comic Relief, which of course uses comedy to raise money for disadvantaged people, launched Red Nose Day back in 1988 in the UK. Since then, the day has raised more than $1 billion globally. Wow. It launched in the U.S. later in 2015 and has raised $60 million. And that money has gone to children and young people in all 50 states as well as 25 countries. So I'd say bravo. Anything that raises awareness and helps kids is a very, very good thing. It's a wrap for this hour anyway. Thanks to you, and those 2 guys in the back that are waving. I see you. You can always send me your thoughts at americatonight.net.
Remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.